2235 Sierra Village, south of Route 1, west of Golden Avenue, being lot M62 within Sierra Mobile Home Park, and a variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Okay. This is lot M62. Again, they had the updated surveys that evening when they were in.
This is 10235?
Yeah.
10235, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 10235.
That's a 16-footer.
Mm-hmm.
Lot 76 long.
Yeah.
However, the request on the back is 2.1 feet. Was the, I guess the two sheds weren't, where it says existing weren't considered because they're being moved? Is there? Oh, no, they're their sheds, okay.
Yeah, they're their sheds.
This is from.
Are they moved, both of them, or just one?
Are they moved, both the new sheds, or just one?
Oh, it did say, yeah, two sheds will be removed.
Three sheds will be removed.
Two of them.
Two of them, they're together.
And the new home's going to be the same length as the old.
Yeah, two sheds will be moved. Yeah, that's what it said.
Let's see. New, yeah.
Two sheds, the third shed will be there, right, there's the other one right there.
That's, it says, according to the minutes, gentleman wanted to replace his existing home, and he looked at multiple floor plans, he has three children, needs upgrade to something larger. New home was same length, two sheds are going to be removed. Kind of the gist of it. Opposition, of course, wasn't opposed to the sheds, if they were going to be moved. Okay. Yep. Uniqueness. Do we agree that it's unique because of the narrowness of the lot?
Mm-hmm. Was yours fill out? I think so.
This guy wants to build a porch off the front of it, right?
Right, on the side.
Yeah. So without that, he could, without the porch, he couldn't meet the side setbacks. And he's 18 feet from one and 22 from the other without the porch. And if he moved, still need the variance from the shed on one side. Less of a variance. He met the setback between the mobile homes. And probably less of a variance between the, on the back. Or that 2.1 foot variance would be necessary. Do we table it and allow him to submit?
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel, but I just express my opinion. I would just say to the park, you know, give us the best scenario so we just don't have to, that we, in other words, the person wants to put a porch on there and say, you can't do that. I mean, because that's not going to be.
That could be compatible with it.
Well, on this size.
How's that read in there, the less variance that we need, you know?
Minimum to afford relief, that would be what would be stressed, yeah.
I think we should be, you know, considering that, you know, instead of trying to hang everything on. If they want to hang on, then come to us and say, okay.
No.
If
the minimum amount that they can get by with, it would be more favorable that way.
I think so. Just my opinion.
Makes sense. Yep. The least minimum amount that you can get by with.
No, actually, they're proposing 25 and a half feet from the front property line. They're allowed 10, so they can meet the back.
You can meet the back.
If this was 16 by 76, mm-hmm. out the porch, it could meet the setback.
It can meet setbacks.
All sure. setbacks.
16 by 76 without the porch could make it. Because they got the room in the front, just like we did the other one. You know, they had the 18 feet in the front. You made theirs longer but wider. They could meet the setbacks. They only had to have, the way they might have to have one, that's when we sent back to make sure they get the drawing with it. But, yeah, you take a 16 by 76 without the porch, and it would be they could meet it.
Even if it went 20 foot wide, I'd sooner be more in favor of that and still be 18 feet from the front.
Right.
Between units.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way you'd have 18 feet between the units, and that's giving more. It's getting closer to the 20.
Really
not getting there
saying,
yet. But
this is we're making them go by the rules. You know, give us the minimum variance that we can.
The best you can stretch out, this is 18 feet between the units. You ain't going to get to 20, but you can, and they can still have something that's, you know, compatible with what they want. It's not everything. You're not going to hang all the bells and whistles on that you want, but you're going to get, you know, they're going to get something, but at least we're going to give something to the others.
Well, if we deny this because they can meet it with their request without the porch,
right,
then they could reapply with the 20-foot.
I think they'd have to pay again and send something back that they could just, like you just tabled the other one, they afford them the opportunity that way. And then you could build them. Well, whichever way. 16 by 76 without the porch. But we can do that. Can
do the same thing you did in the other one. Is that what you mean?
Offer that opportunity, and if
motion,
not, then they not, then they'd have to come back.
Motion to table it for the applicant to consider either the 16 by 76 without the porch and in compliance, or
to be coming in compliance,
or a 20 by with another survey.
Right.
So moved.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Bud, did you get all that then?
Yes,